What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation brought to you by Public Square, the Public Square app, and Patriot Gold Group. This week is talking about, the theme of it is loving your enemies, and inspired by the real beginning of the primary season with DeSantis getting in the race, and next week, Chris Christie and Mike Pence. Ooh. But I just already got annoyed at it all. So I just want to talk to myself about how to do this primary right. One reason I got so frustrated is I took things personally. Like, no one was attacking me. I don't know why I took everything personally. So I need to knock that off. You can believe something is serious without taking yourself so seriously, Slater. But it's so easy to get angry and defensive and frustrated and annoyed. But then the Bible says, love your enemy, which means you can't get angry like that for no good real reason. There's a great matrix here from Charles Spurgeon on what to do when someone is a jerk to you about politics or anything really, but I'll apply it to politics here. So there's four options. Good for evil is godlike. So when someone does evil to you and you respond with good, that's godlike. Good for good is manlike. Anyone would do that. Someone's good to you, you're good back. Evil for good is devil-like. Someone does good to you and you do evil to them, that's devil-like. Evil for evil. What is that? It is beast-like. It is like the beast which kicks because it is kicked. Gores because it's gored, and bites because it is bitten. I love that. I think that's great. So again, good for evil is godlike. Good for good is manlike. Evil for good is devil-like. And evil for evil, beast-like. And I think as it applies to politics, when we're wronged or attacked or whatever, and then we wrong back, or we're yelled at for being wrong about some political thing and respond with more yelling, that's responding to evil with more evil. It's beast-like. It's not having self-control. I want to respond godlike. Good for evil. That's godlike. And what good does yelling do for anyone ever? Have you ever changed your mind after getting yelled at? Of course not.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Spurgeon goes on in this sermon and he talks about how if there was a fire at the London Bridge, it would be a strange way of putting it out if the firemen lit another fire to it or pumped petroleum on it. He says, yet I've known some try to overcome the evil of a passionate temper in a man by becoming passionate themselves, rolling up another tar barrel to his fire and so making it burn more furiously than ever. This is not conquering evil, nor is evil ever going to be so conquered till water drowns the sea. A soft answer turns away wrath, but anger excites more anger and more sin. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles when it comes to be heaped up with fuel and blown upon by furious winds. We don't need to be the fuel and the furious winds, do we? And there's just going to be countless examples of people throwing gasoline on fires every day in the next campaign season here. And again, back to the point of this week, throwing gas, like conservatives throwing gas on the fire taking place at the Republican headquarters. It doesn't make any sense. And one more thing I need to think about as well. This person I may be debating to or talking to, whatever, they're just as stubborn as I am. I had a road rage incident the other day. I'm very much not proud of it. My anger bubbled for far too long afterwards. I needed to close the circle much quicker. You know what I mean? Close the circle, like the incident starts and I needed to be able to work through it much faster than I did. So here's what happened. I was leaving the hospital. I had my two youngest boys in the back, me and the two boys. I was leaving the hospital and I was at the stoplight about to turn on the road. And this older gentleman comes up next to me in his car and he says, hey, you couldn't bother to wait to let me back out? And I was like, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. He goes, oh, of course you don't. We were in the parking garage, I guess. I didn't see him. And then he calls me dense. And I said, well, why didn't you wait for me to back out? Like, I should be saying the same to you. Like, what? I don't. And then he called me dense again. And I'm angry now. Because I'm thinking, oh, you, hey, man, you know, I had two screaming kids. And I had to go. Okay. And I didn't see you. But I needed him to know that I had two screaming kids and that's why I had to go so quickly out of the car. I genuinely didn't see him. But even if I did, I deserved to back out first. And it took me maybe, was it 4 hours at least? 4 hours before I could think clearly. And I finally came to the realization, again, very not proud of how long that took me, but came to the realization that we were both leaving the hospital. And he was alone in his car. So I don't know. He probably wasn't there getting great news either. I don't know. I don't know. But I wanted him to know what I was going through. I bet he was in a tough spot. And I'm sure if we talked, he would tell me what was going on. And I'd be like, oh, sir, go ahead. You go first. If we talked on the way to the car, like we were in the elevator and we were just, hey, what'd you here for? No, my wife sick. I'm like, oh man, why is it, sir, why don't you pull out first? Right? Of course I would. But we didn't talk, just yelled. So the point of this morning motivation today is I need to work on not taking things so personally. And can we be no longer beast-like, but instead God-like, and repay evil with good.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.